Senate. Should we give once again our staff a hand for that wonderful pizza, especially the sausage and pineapple? Thank you again. And I'm going to, what are we going to do without them when we get home? Oh, my goodness. Senator Von Flatern, do you have something up your sleeve back there?
I do, Mr. President, and I'd like to come up, if I may.
With you may.
And give these presents to our...
Senator Dockstader, why don't you come up and Senator Landon and help him a little bit. Senator Emmerich, why don't you get up here, too? This is some work, some wonderful work you've done. Well, open them. Let's see what you got. We want to get a picture of Fred with you. That'd be good. Now, some would say it's for a wine bottle. Some would say it's for a what? Senator Emmerich, why don't you grab the mic and explain these, if you would, please.
Privilege of the floor, Mr. Chairman.
You may.
I don't know which. These are all turn on lay. That's pine bark beetle kill. This one of Randy's. I don't recall. That's a laminate that I made out of something or other. A lot of junk. I use junk pieces of wood and clomp them. That's cedar. Eastern cedar. Two more cedar and one maple. Or one more maple. And I make those on my lathe, and you've seen me. I've got quite a few bowls I put out there.
Thank you so much, Senator Emmerich. I've got a couple of those down at my home as well. They're beautiful. And members of the staff, what do you think, Senators? What a great group. Let's thank them again. Okay. Anything else, Senator Von Flatern?
And I think that's it for now.
Thank you. With that, order of business, signing of enrolled acts. Enrolled Act number 90. Senate Enrolled Act number 90.
Senate Enrolled Act number 90 being original Senate file 77, an act relating to state property and buildings.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 90 being original Senate file number 77. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act number 91.
Senate Enrolled Act number 91 being original Senate file 156, an act relating to administration of government.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 91 being original Senate file number 156. I have so signed. Senator Hastert and Senator Peterson, do we have something lined up, or was that a dream I had the other night?
Mr. President, I think it would be appropriate if you were to call all staff that's here, the staff attorneys, I know you're listening, come in here and get everybody in here. I think the Senate has something to say.
Do I have the authority to do that, Senator Hastert?
I think you do, Mr. President.
With all the staff attorneys back there, everybody in the back, all of them, please,
all of you guys,
come up to the front. Larry, everybody, John, gather up here, please. I'm not sure what we're going to do when you get here, but right up here, Larry, jump up in front. Come on up front, please. Get them all gathered up.
They're coming.
I'm working out.
Where's the attorneys?
I have a long ways to go. Yeah. You're going to have to call that one.
And please.
Yeah, let's just close this out.
Please come on up. Stand up here, all of you.
There you go.
Oh, do we have a surprise for you? Come on, please, get up.
Where are those attorneys?
Did we get them?
Yes, would someone grab the our counsel?
Well, Bruce went to get them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bruce went to get them.
All right. Well, they won't come for him. Yeah, yeah.
Do we have somebody with a... Senator Ellis has a camera, I know. Phone. Good. We're ready to take some pictures. Okay.
More staff coming.
Let me get the door.
Oh, yeah.
Let me get the door.
All right.
Oh, thank you.
Come in here. Get in here.
The doorman.
Where's Alan?
Come on.
Aha. Aha.
Yes.
Come on up front.
Yeah.
Where's the get in here.
We've got time.
There's two. There's only two, three, four.
All right.
There they are. There they
Thanks,
are.
Ellen.
There's Dawn, too. We have Dawn. Get up there. Dawn, get up there.
Okay, Senator Hastert.
Raise microphone on.
Senator Peterson.
Does everybody have their paper from earlier today?
Yeah. I don't
everybody
have one.
Have that?
Yeah. Staff, this is unrehearsed, but...
Unrehearsed.
I remind you, the Senate are the reigning champions of karaoke, so we don't need no stinking
practices.
Come on, practices.
Everybody, stand up. Stand up.
We are professionals. Have you got your paper?
Got your paper.
All right. It must have been Colbert in your office to never have sunlight on your face. You were content to let us shine. You always walked a step behind. Everybody, did you ever know that you're our hero? And everything we would like to be. We can fly higher than an eagle. You are the wind beneath our wings. Thank you, staff. Great job.
Hey!
Oh! What do we got? Oh, yeah, everybody go through the line and shake their hand, please.
Thank you.
Senator Peterson, I know now why Shoshone had so much trouble when we played Cali. It's that wonderful voice. And thank you, Senator Peterson and Senator Hastert. That was very well done. Very well done. Thank you so much. I think we're getting ready to do the overrides. We have that. Members of the Senate, the things I have on the list, I'll update you. House Bill 50, we may have told you that, but they reconsidered and adopted the Joint Conference Committee report. So we have House Bill 58 failed, and they appointed an open conference committee with some conferees, and I'm not inclined to do that, so that bill may not make it. And House Bill 236, the House is dealing with it right now. I think is that correct, Ellen? I think we're good to go. Okay. Do we have any? Just a second. Senator Hicks, Senator Emery. Senator Byrne, do you have your sheet there? And are you ready for the budget bill veto override?
Yes, Mr. President, I am.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, a couple of quick little comments first. There were seven motions that were proposed to override the governor's vetoes, line item vetoes, and the House chose to not exercise one of the overrides, and that dealt with the with $200,000 to the that we had cut from the Wyoming Pipeline Authority. So that $200,000 will go back to their budget to spend. That being said, Mr. President, other than the Pipeline Authority, the governor's vetoes, line item vetoes, would otherwise add $4.3 million to the budget. So we have an idea of what we're voting on when we vote to override. And with that, Mr. President, pursuant to Article 4, Sections 8 and 9 of the Wyoming Constitution, I move that the Senate override the governor's veto of various items or parts of House and Rule Act 82, being original House Bill Number 1. I further move that the Senate consider and vote separately on each item or part of the governor's veto identified in the list distributed to members.
You heard the motion. The motion requires a two-thirds vote to override, and you're going to go through the different motions. Is that correct, Senator Burns?
Yes, Mr. President. I'll be making a separate motion on
each one.
Each move to override.
Okay. Proceed, Senator Burns.
Mr. President, we'll be...
Senator Burns, let's just explain. We have some new members here. Let's explain exactly the process to be sure everybody's on the same page, if you would, please. The motion will be to override and requires a two-thirds vote. If you vote aye, you vote to override. And if we get to the necessary two-thirds votes, 20 votes, then you have overridden the governor's veto. And I believe the House has overridden all that you have in front of you, so it's up to us to make the final determination. Whatever happens here will be the final decision made by the 64th legislature relative to House Bill 1. Senator Burns, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, just to add a little more context, because this is a House bill, House Bill 1, the House had to act on it first. And the budget bill moves, alternates every 2 years. This is the first year that it's a House bill. The next budget, next full budget we have, it'll again be House Bill 1. And then the next supplemental budget, it'll be Senate file again. So that's the way it just happens to work. So, Mr. President, I move to override the governor's veto of language on page 59, section 320, position freeze and statewide budget reduction as follows. And, Mr. President, if you look on page 59, you see section 320, and you have a little A starting with using this listing in the report. Little A, not that part. That's the next motion. The first override is just for that date that you see on the second line down, not later than May 15th, 2017. That's when we wanted the governor to report on the number of position vacancies he had based on the payroll from April 30th. We have... checked through LSO, and he is more than capable of being able to do that. He, with a line item veto, got rid of that date, and as a result of that, would have had no time limit in which to report the number of vacancies available. So with Mr. President, unless there are any questions with that, I would move to override.
Question being called for. You've heard the motion. The motion requires a two-thirds vote to override the veto. No discussion. The chief clerk will call the roll on motion number 1, which is page 59, section 20, 320. Chief clerk will please call the roll.
Agar?
You vote aye, you vote to override.
Sorry. Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi-Downton?
No.
No. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
No.
No. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer? Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Nethercott? Aye. Pappas? Aye. Perkins excused. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
No.
No. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 26 aye. 3 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, the motion being motion number 1 to override the line item as pointed out in motion 1, page 59, section 320, has passed. Senator Burns.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, just to remind the body on two counts that the next two motions also deal with section 320. And we cannot do a consent list for constitutional reasons. That's why we don't have a consent list on this. And to also remind the body, these deal with the position freezes. And when the budget bill left here, we had that 2% cut, the 2% across the board cut in the series 100s. And the compromise that the House came back with to us was to increase the number of position freezes. So this goes straight to the agreement we had with the House. And with that, Mr. President, I move to override the governor's veto of language on page 59, section 320, position freeze and statewide budget reduction, subsection A, beginning with using this listing through in the report. And, Mr. President, this portion tells the governor that he cannot increase the number of full-time positions. They're not to exceed between the receipt of the report that we just reinstated on May 15th and not later than June 30th, 2018.
You've heard the motion. The motion requires a two-thirds vote to override the veto. And we are voting on motion number 2, which is page 59, section 320, position freeze and statewide budget reduction. If you vote aye, you vote to override. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
No.
Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
No.
No. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Moniz?
Aye.
Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins excused. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
No.
No. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 26 aye, 3 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, the motion to override motion number 2, being page 59, section 320, position freeze, statewide budget reduction, subsection A, beginning to use this listing through in the report, has passed. Senator Burns.
Mr. President, I'm motion number 3. I move to override the remainder of the governor's vetoes on pages 59 and 60 in section 320, the position freeze and statewide budget reduction in subsections A, B, C, and D. Mr. President, what this does is this is what puts the numbers to the freeze that the governor has to meet, and also requires the report between June 30th of what happened between June 30th, 2017, and January 1st, 2018, when we come back for the budget.
Discussion? Question being called for. You heard the motion. The motion is require the two-thirds vote to override the veto. And we're voting on motion number 3. Move to override the remainder of the governor's vetoes on page 59 and 16, section 320, position freeze, statewide budget reduction, sections A, B, C, and D. You vote aye, you vote to override. Senator Rothfuss.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just have a question about that. We have a motion here which seems to be simultaneously overriding several different vetoes where the veto is usually between the signature marks, and constitutionally we're theoretically not supposed to be doing that. And it's not necessarily speaking on or against the veto, but why are we doing that when we're not supposed to be doing that? I realize that's the House motion, but how is this one veto instead of several vetoes? And I might just be misunderstanding, but if we could get some clarification on that.
Senator Burns?
Mr. President, I forgive the good senator for his misunderstanding.
Thank you.
The reason that these were grouped together is because none of them can stand alone. And just like as if we divide an amendment, it had to be grouped in one full motion.
Further discussion? The motion is to override motion number 3, which is the remainder of the governor's vetoes on page 59 and 16, section 320, position freeze, and statewide budget reduction in subsections A, B, C, and D. If you vote aye, you vote to override. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Agar.
Aye.
Aye. Anderson.
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton.
No.
No. Baldwin.
Aye.
Aye. Barnard.
Aye.
Aye. Boner.
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard.
Aye.
Aye. Burns.
Aye.
Aye. Case.
Aye.
Aye. Christensen.
Aye.
Aye. Coe.
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter.
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll.
Aye.
Aye. Ellis.
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich.
Aye.
Aye. Hastert. No. Hicks.
Aye.
Aye. Kinski.
Aye.
Aye. Landon.
Aye.
Aye. Meyer.
Aye.
Aye. Moniz.
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott. No. Pappas.
Aye.
Aye. Perkins excused. Peterson.
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss.
No.
No. Scott.
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern.
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger.
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 25 aye, 4 no, 1 excused.
By your vote on motion number 3 to override the governor's veto, you have voted aye and it has passed. Senator Burns, motion number 4.
Mr. President, I move to override the governor's veto of language on page 3 in section 2, limited to the stricken section 80.085 in the introduction, and all vetoed language on page 40, section 2, section 085, Wyoming Business Council. Mr. President, what we did here was we brought some budget cuts to the Business Council, but the big one here was when we funded the Endow program, we took $2.5 million from the LSRA, and then we went to the Business Ready Community Program and backfilled that money to the LSRA. That was $2.5 million. The entire total of all the cuts, and this is frankly the big kahuna, is $3,022,038.
You heard the motion. The motion requires a two-third vote to override the veto. Is there any discussion? Chief Clerk will call the roll. If you vote aye, you vote to override.
Agar.
Aye.
Aye. Anderson.
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton.
No.
No. Baldwin.
Aye.
Aye. Barnard.
Aye.
Aye. Boner.
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard.
Aye.
Aye. Burns.
Aye.
Aye. Case.
Aye.
Aye. Christensen.
No.
No. Coe.
No.
No. Dockstetter.
No.
No. Driscoll.
No.
Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
No.
No. Hastert?
No.
No. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins excused. Peterson?
No.
No. Rothfuss?
No.
No. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern? Aye. Wasserberger?
No.
No. President Liebout?
No.
No. Closing vote?
Nethercott,
aye to no.
Kinski,
aye to no.
Baldwin,
aye to no.
Agar,
aye to no. Closing vote?
Barnard,
aye to no. Pappas,
aye
to no. Landon,
aye
to no. Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 11 aye, 18 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, the motion to override motion number 4 has failed. Senator Burns, motion number 5.
Mr. President, I move to override the governor's veto of language on page 3 in section 2, limited to the stricken section 080 in the introduction, and all veto language on pages 38 and 39 of the budget bill, section 2, section 80, Department of Corrections. Mr. President, these were some more empty positions, vacant positions that we cut that were being funded. We did exempt the, just to remind the body, we did exempt the Department of Corrections from the position freeze. So they are still going to end up with many more positions than they had. We're just taking some of the vacant positions that are being funded away from them and overriding the governor's veto on it.
You've heard the motion. The motion, Senator Christensen.
Mr. President, thank you. Members of the Senate, this is one of the areas the Judiciary Committee is going to be looking at this summer, and so we'll have an idea of the impact or what the needs are as we get through this session. On and against, I think.
Senator Office.
On and four. Four.
Thank you, Mr. President. I don't know exactly what the last speaker is trying to promote, but I have a question. Is it only positions in this entirety? It seems like there's also associated cuts, but those cuts may be position dollar values, and I'd like to know whether these are programmatic cuts, which I thought there were substantial programmatic cuts here, or if it is only position cuts. I'd appreciate that clarification because, Mr. President, I have concerns if we're substantially cutting further the Department of Corrections programs, but if it is strictly vacancies, maybe that's not as bad.
Any other questions? Senator Burns.
Mr. President, to the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, I don't know whether he's for or against, but those positions will not, in all probability, not be filled between now and the next budget. And to be more specific about these positions, we're talking about 4 full-time positions and 2 AWAC positions for a total of $918,000.
Okay, once again, you've heard...
By the way, Mr. President, those are all vacant positions.
Okay, you've heard the motion. The motion requires a two-thirds vote to override the veto. We're voting on motion number 5. Senator Meyer.
A little more information about how long the positions have been vacant, because I know that there's a training program that everybody that if they're guard positions, they have to go through this training program. Training program will last a couple of months, and those folks aren't actually hired. They can't be hired until they go through the training program. They're essentially trainees, and I didn't know whether these were any positions that were trainees.
Further questions? Senator Office, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. I hope we're giving the chairman another chance to speak, and I'm sorry that I didn't have this beforehand, but it's in response to his explanation. And perhaps I'm just misreading this, but it seems like we're cutting $23 million is what I'm showing out of the totals, which is we've got a strike from the $291 million total from the Department of Corrections down to the $268, which is the new value. And I assume those are the governor's cuts from the 8% during the interim, but my understanding is if we strike this, it would be restoring the previous budget. So I think I'm confused, but I'm not fully tracking how it's only 9 positions that are being cut based on how the new supplemental budget is written. And so I'm still seeking a little bit of explanation on what's actually happening here with the new supplemental budget versus the standing budget, and what the implications are if this is stricken from the budget.
Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. President, I've spoken twice. Can I?
Yes, you can.
Thank you. Mr. President, in answer to a number of the questions, most recent first, the last year in the current biennium budget that we're in, we cut $14.8 million in positions. The governor past summer, cut an additional $21.7 million. What your JAC did this budget, in this supplemental budget, was we cut six more positions, four full-time, two AWIC, for a total of $918,000. And in answer to the good chairman from the southeast part of the state, all six of those positions have been vacant for more than a year.
Further discussion? You heard the motion. The motion requires a two-thirds vote to override. We're voting on motion number 5, which is page 3, section 2, and also language on pages 38 and 39, section 2. Chief Kirk, please call the roll. You vote aye, you vote to override.
Agar. No. Anderson?
Yes.
Aye. And Somi Dalton?
No.
Baldwin? Aye. Barnard? Aye. Boner? Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
No.
No. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
No.
No. Hastert?
No.
No. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins excused. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
No.
No. Scott?
No.
No. Von Fladen?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote. Closed. 22 aye, 7 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, the motion to override motion number 5, page 3, section 2, and pages 38, 39, section 2, has passed. Senator Burns, motion number 6.
Mr. President, I move to override the governor's veto of language on page 3 in section 2, limited to the stricken section 020.
Just a second. Start over, Senator Burns.
I move to override the governor's veto of language on page 3 in section 2, limited to the stricken section 029. In the introduction and all veto language on page 16, section 2, section 29, Wyo Water Development Office. Mr. President, when the governor made his cuts, his 8% cuts in this past summer, he for some reason exempted the Water Development Office from that. That your JAC came in and gave them the 8% cut. This comes purely from their administration. And that money, does actually comes from the Water One account. So basically, that's that much more money, and it's almost $403,000 that will stay in the Water One account.
You heard the motion. The motion requires a two-thirds vote to override the veto. Is there any discussion? Any further discussion? Chief Clerk, please call the roll. You vote aye. You vote to override.
Agar? No. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
No.
No. Baldwin?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
No.
No. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
No.
No. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
No.
No. Hastert? No. Hicks?
No.
No. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
No.
No. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
No.
No. Nethercott? No. Pappas?
No.
No. Perkins excused. Peterson? No. Rothfuss?
No.
No. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
No.
No. Wasserberger? No. President Bebout?
No.
No.
Kinski, no,
aye. Doc Stetter, aye to no. Kinski?
Aye to no.
Aye to no. Ellis, aye to no. Christensen, aye to no. Baldwin, aye to no.
Bouchard,
aye to no. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 7 aye, 22 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, the motion to override motion number 6, language on page 3, section 2, and page 6, section 2, has failed.
Do we have any other reports?
By the way, before you leave, Don, stick your heads back in here. Members of the Senate, let's thank them for their hard work. Wow. Senator Burns.
Mr. President, just by a quick tally, we overrode 4 out of 6 of the governor's vetoes and then also the pipeline authority. So by my reckoning, we actually are spending $3.6 million more than when the budget was approved.
Thank you, Senator Burns. Messages from the House.
From the House of Representatives, March 3, 2017. Message number 516, Joint Conference Committee Report adopted. Mr. President, the House adopted Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on House Bill 50, Limitations on Delegates, Constitution Amendment Conventions. Ayes 34, noes 26. Message number 8. Mr. President, the House rescinded the last action taken on House Bill 37, Teacher Accountability. Ayes 46, noes 14. Message number 512. Concurrence failed. Mr. President, the House failed to concur on Senate amendments to House Bill 37, Teacher Accountability. Ayes 13, noes 47. Message number 513, Joint Conference Committee Report not adopted. Mr. President, the House failed to adopt the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on House Bill 58, School Facilities Appropriations. Ayes 25, noes 35. Message number 517, conferees appointed. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with like committee number 2 from the Senate on amendments to House Bill 58. The House conferees are Representative Summers, Chair, Representative Brown, Representative Walters. Signed, Wendy Harding, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Peterson, are you ready on your Joint Conference Committee report to House Bill 50? Reading clerk, please read that in.
Joint Conference Committee number 1 report, House Bill 50, Limitations on Delegates, Constitution Amendment Conventions. Reference Senate message number 454. Signed by Representatives Larson, Blake, and Winters, Senators Peterson, Meyer, and Wasserberger.
Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move for adoption of Joint Conference Committee report, Limitations on Delegates, Constitution Amendment Conventions. Reference Senate message number 454. This was House Bill 50. Basically, what they did, Mr. President, was remove the precinct wording throughout the bill and replace that with county. They also, as you notice on the amendment, page 8, line 19, changed that 600 number to the 5,000 number. And then on page 8, line 20, again, they inserted county instead of precinct. And then if you look at the bill itself on page 9, look, or page 8, we start on page 8. This was the last big amendment. They struck basically, again, precinct on line 20 on page 8, and then struck the entire lines 21, 22, and 23. And then on top of page 9, 1, 2, and 3. And so it would read, starting on line 19, a major portion thereof of the inhabitants of the county shall be elected as delegates to the state ratifying convention specified in Wyoming Statute 22-20-201. So that's basically the amendments. And I would ask, I thought they were great, and so I would ask the body to vote to accept this report, this conference committee report.
Discussion. Senator Burns.
Mr. President, just for some clarification, I thought that we had an amendment on there that had gotten rid of a lot of the precincts. And so how exactly does this flow in case there is a constitutional convention and there are to be ratifying conventions by an act of Congress? What would happen at the state level?
Anybody else for the first time? Anybody else? Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's my understanding that the precincts and replacing with the counties would certainly be more simplified, and also the numbers would be unmanageable, and so they inserted the 5,000 rather than the 600. Also, the delegates from one delegate to insert five delegates. The committee that we sent over thought that they were good changes, and would simplify and for this ratifying convention, and so we agreed to those terms, and again, ask for the body's favorable consideration on this conference report.
Okay, the motion is to adopt the Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 50, Limitations on Delegates, Constitution Amendment Conventions. Reference Senate Message Number 454. You've been asked to vote aye. You vote aye, you vote to adopt the Joint Conference Committee Report. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar.
Aye.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
No.
No. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
No.
No. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Cope?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
No.
No. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
No.
No. Hastert?
No.
No. Hicks?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins excused. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
No.
No. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 23 aye, 6 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 50, Reference Senate Message Number 454. My cheat sheet, Senator, show there's one bill out there, House Bill 236. Senate will stand at ease till the sound of the gavel.